Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good morning on this Maniac Monday. I'm giving y'all a Maniac Monday. All right, all right. Got a nice little show for you today. Got the story of the tragic Hurricane Katrina in her own words. Got Amira Martinez. She's going to be rolling up in here, chopping it up with me today, talking about her experiences and the documentary that she is definitely putting together. She's putting together a documentary that she is trying to get lifted, and she won some awards on it. But I'm going to let her tell you a little bit about that, and I want you to chop that up and listen to that. Last week on the show had my boy Rodney Perry, comedian. Had him up in here talking about his current project and things that he's got going on. But going to play some old school from my old school, and then when I come back, gonna have Miss Amarell Martinez up in here. So don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk Too.
Turn
All right, I'm back. Had to take a quick little break. Let you get some blast from the past. I know y'all love old school, love your blast from the past. You know, I got to hook you up. Got my girl MJ rolling with me. What's up, MJ?
What's going down?
Nothing, girl. How was the game in Arkansas?
Ooh, well, we lost, unfortunately, but that was a long drive, I tell you that.
I bet it was, especially coming back.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, tell me what's been going on in the entertainment industry. I know you know a little dirt, a little gossip. I know something going on. What's been going on?
Well, it's not much going on lately. I haven't really been seeing anything in the blogs as far as just entertainers or anything. I mean, you got the, you know, reality shows about, you know, Steve and what's her name, Jocelyn. I guess they
had
try to work it out again.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm.
She's so cute. She is.
She looks like Steve, though. I tell you,
She does.
That is all. He is the father.
You saw our Houston on Travis Scott got arrested.
Yeah, I saw that. What was that about?
He let some people come into the venue or something, so they arrested him instead of the people. So I don't know. That was crazy. But I can't think of no dirt or no gossip. I ain't really been watching nothing. I was relying on you with the.
I didn't watch the Billboard Awards. They said Drake won like 13 Billboard Awards.
Yeah, he did. I heard.
Oh,
I didn't watch it either, but I heard it on the news. It made news, so I was like, okay, go on, Drake.
I mean, does his music really sound that good? I mean, I'm not a big fan of Drake. So I don't really, you know, just whatever I hear on the radio. But, I mean, is his music really that good for him to get 13?
Yeah, Drake, he's real creative in his music. He's really, really creative.
Well, maybe I need to start listening to him a little more.
Well, tell me about the scholarship that's going on.
Yes, we're a team, Houston Power. We're going to have two scholarships for graduating seniors. It's going to be called Empowerment Scholarship. And what we're going to do is have the students to send us their acceptance letter to the college that they're going to. And they're going to have to write an essay about empowering the community. What does that mean to me, to empower the community? Because that's our slogan.
So,
we empower in the community one yard at a time. So that's going to be the title of our essay.
So do they have to have be a senior?
Yeah, they graduate senior.
They have to be a graduate. Okay. What about good grades? Do they have to have good grades?
Oh yes.
Because you have some students that may not have good grades and struggling, but still want to maybe go to community college. So.
Well, I have no problem with what college you go to. So, I mean, it's not really based on grades. It's based on, like I said, the essay. It's a community-based, community-based scholarship. I mean, you would hope they have these 2.0 or more, you know, just I think you have to graduate. You have to have a 2.0.
That's true.
So it's not really based on, it's just based on community involvement. So we're about empowering the community, doing good things for the community. So the essay will be about empowering the community. What does that mean to me?
Okay. So where could they find this information when they get ready to write their essay?
They should go to Houston Power Women's Football. HoustonPowerFootball.com for more information. Or you can contact me at HoustonPowerFootball@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, y'all heard it there. Houston Power Women's Football Team is putting a scholarship together. I think I may apply. I may go back to college. Can I apply? Oh, that's right.
Well,
I have to be a senior in high school.
Yeah,
and that was in the 80s, so I can't do it. Well, thank you for rolling with me today, MJ.
Thank you for having me.
You have a good one today, girl.
Hey, you too.
All right, again, that was MJ with the Houston Power Women football team. For y'all, the listeners who do not know, we have a football team here in Houston, the Houston Power Women football team. Y'all definitely check them out. They're still in session right now. Go to the website, www.HoustonPowerWomenFootball.com. check out their schedule. And if you want to donate to the team, you can do that as well. All right, I'm going to drop one more song, and then, again, I'm going to have my title. Got my special guest calling all the way from California. Got Ms. Martinez going to be talking about the tragedy of Hurricane Katrina and the documentary she has put together. And she's just going to give us some informative information. And don't go nowhere. You hang with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk Show. About the documentary and what inspired you to do this documentary?
Well, my childhood friend and I reconvened, and he shared it with me, and he said that he would like a documentary. And what he had done the morning of Hurricane Katrina, 9 o'clock in the morning, he and his son walked around and saw the rising waters coming towards them. Because New Orleans was like a soup bowl, and he lived by the river, which is near, you know, the top of the lip of the bowl. And then you have New Orleans, which is down in the soup bowl, and then by the lake, that's the other rim. So when the hurricane waters came in, the whole city flooded. So he's actually walking with his son, and they see the water coming toward them. And since he was a former police officer and he's a veteran, although he was injured, he decided with his son and his neighbor, who was also a veteran, to take the boat out, because, you know, he listened to the radio and they said, if you get out in the lower ninth ward, go. So he took his personal boat with his son and his neighbor, who's also a veteran, and they entered Hurricane Katrina floodwaters for 12 hours to rescue stranded persons.
Wow.
And a major filmographer accompanying them. Now, Chris is a very good filmographer also, but a major filmographer got on the boat with them. And, I mean, it was pitch black, and this man is getting, you can see clearly, because he knew how to work a camera. So it's impeccable. You know, we've had a premiere, we've had a showing, and everyone loves it. It was entered in film festivals, and it was nominated for Best Filmography and Best Editing at the Southampton Film Festival in 2015.
Okay,
I was honored, because this is my
first. Right, I mean, yeah, because
but
that's a big deal.
It's not about me, it's about what these men did.
But you still found the courage and the drive to help them put this documentary together. So that's the most positive thing. So you basically put the documentary through their eyes, though, right?
Well, they gave me the footage. It was 12 and a half hours of footage, raw footage, and I got to have a documentary of like 38 minutes. You know, you don't want to bore people. You want them to get the key elements, and, you know, you want to celebrate what these men did. And, I mean, the chivalry, the je ne sais quoi, that's a term we use in New Orleans. They were here on Hurricane Katrina floodwaters, you know, with people screaming and hollering, and they still had that je ne sais quoi, you know. And people saying, well, what is that? It's just a flavor that New Orleanians have. And it's so phenomenal. But, you know, the issue has been trying to acquire a distributor.
So that's what you're currently seeking.
Pardon?
Okay. No, I'm saying that's what you're currently seeking, the distributor and the marketer.
Absolutely. Because the world needs to see their story, because what they did is impeccable. It's beyond chivalry. So
let me ask you this. So the guy that rescued everybody. Now, he also did the photography as well?
Photography, and he did film also.
How was he impacted in the flood? I mean, did he lose everything as well?
Well, no, he was at, remember I said New Orleans is a soup bowl, so he was near the river where there was wind damage, but he didn't have flood damage. But, and actually, you know, he actually went into stores to get, you know, water and food to bring those people who were stranded.
Gotcha. And then he's a phenomenal man. Okay.
Pardon?
Okay. No, I was saying that that's when he got his personal boat and started rescuing people and all that stuff.
Exactly. And his boat actually was damaged in the process. But, you know, he has such a high level of ethics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just want to commend them, and you feel so much for them because of their goodness.
So tell the listeners where they can actually find the documentary or the footage.
Oh,
so if anyone wants to go in and look at it and all that.
Okay, the trailer is on four words, no spaces, www.whowearedocumentary.com. So it's four words, Who We Are documentary, no spaces between those. And if you go in the upper left-hand corner, you can click on trailer, and the trailer is there. But we need a distributor desperately. So if anybody
now,
knows about a distributor, please.
No, that's what I'm going to say. So if anyone knows any distributors or marketers or anybody that can help you push this more detailed out there, give them more information, like where could they find you, emails, phone numbers, give that information.
There's an
well.
Email and there's a phone number. I've had an 800 number on the website for 3 years.
Okay.
And that's there, and there's also an email. I think it's info at, I can't remember, but it's info at something. But it's all on the website.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
Was there anything else you want to add to the story?
I just want to
Because the floor
thank
is all
you
yours.
For...
This is your interview, your segment.
No.
And I want to make sure the story is heard. I want to make sure that we can reach other individuals on, you know, for the documentary, for the distributors, the marketers. The floor is yours.
Well, I want to thank you again for giving us this opportunity, because this is opening a door, and hopefully this will allow us for them to receive the attention. I didn't do anything. They did it all. They need to be
okay.
saluted and commended.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm thankful that, you know, Chris was kind enough to share this with me. But we were, you know, we were friends as children. So, you know, nothing happens by accident.
That's right. That's true. Well, I want to thank you for taking time to call the show today.
Oh, you're welcome, and God bless you, and may your shows go well, and thank you for all of these that will come forth.
Thank you, darling. All right, again, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Armel Martinez, and she is definitely passionate about what she's doing for the Hurricane Katrina tragedy. And again, if you heard the story, again, go back and check the website out, check the documentary out. And again, she is definitely looking for some marketers, some developers. She's trying to distributors. She's trying to push this information out there. We want their voices to be heard. And if you forget anything, y'all email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I can just hook you up directly with her. All right, my Open Talk listeners, going to drop a couple of more joints, and I'm going to come back. Going to give you a recap of the show and, again, some more information about the Houston Power Women football team. And I also had a friend that had ovarian cancer that she was actually going to call the show today, but found out that the cancer has spread it to her brain, so she didn't have the capability of calling, but I just want to send prayers to her and her family. And, again, just going to drop some joints. Be back. Don't go nowhere. Hang with Cindy. Open Talk 2.
Everybody say, hold your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care.
want to thank my listeners for listening to the show, my callers for calling in to get special requests. Want to thank my guest, Miss Martinez, Miss Emerald Martinez Fairburn. I know I'm chopping up her name, but y'all can find her on my website. Go back to the show and check out the interview. Y'all, let's please try to keep her in prayer and try to get her some distributors, some marketers, so they can push this documentary. That's an untold story that needs to be told. And also go to Houston Power Women's Football. Just go to their Facebook page and inquire about the scholarship for the students. Which, again, they're sending out two scholarships for two students, our seniors, and they are going, all they have to do is do a essay, and that's all they have to do, and submit it to the Houston Power Women football team, and they can get some scholarships for college. That is so awesome. So definitely check them out. Again, thank y'all for rolling with me. You want to be on the show, you have any ideas, you want to submit some music, hit me up. OpenTalk2Yaz.com. And again, thank y'all for rolling with me on this Monday. I call it Maniac Monday, y'all, because you know I don't do no Monday shows. But it's all in the love. All right, y'all have a blessed week. Next week on the show, well, actually later this week on the show, going to be having a love and hip-hop reality star. Don't go nowhere. Don't sleep on me. Y'all definitely have to check this interview out. Can't even tell y'all who it is because I want y'all to listen. So don't sleep on me. Be blessed.